أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون. In the previous ayah that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had concluded the story of Yusuf alayhi salam with a beautiful and wonderful dua that Yusuf alayhi salam had made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 102 of surah to Yusuf informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after providing him with detailed information regarding the narrative and the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ, that all of what we have revealed to you with regards to Yusuf and his father Yaqub and the brothers and everyone else, every other character who played a role in this wonderful story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of that مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ is from information of the unseen. نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكِ, we have revealed it to you. Now remember, in the beginning of Surah Yusuf, we said that one of the reasons that prompted and motivated the revelation of Surah to Yusuf was the plan that was devised by the Jews of Medina and the Quraysh of Mecca. They came together and they said, listen, let us ask him such a question that he will certainly not have the knowledge about. And they came to him and they said to him, tell us of Nabi Yusuf and his father and what led to their separation. In detail, we want information regarding him. None of the Arabs had information. None of the Arabs had that information about Yusuf, let alone the extent and the degree of information that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had provided them with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now after explaining the entire event, says that that is from the information of the unseen. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not with them. You were not with the brothers. You were not there. You were not physically present. You did not witness it. إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ When they had agreed and they had together decided what to do. وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ And while they were planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that moment when they got together, the brothers, and they had decided to throw Yusuf alayhi salam into the pit, into the deserted well, and they came up with a certain plan. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not there. You were certainly not a witness to it. But the detail that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them about that discussion that the brothers of Yusuf had thousands of years ago, it is as if he was a witness. He was present right there and he was witnessing it all. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tells the Prophet, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ Most of the people will not believe, even though you long and you have a desire and you have this deep longing that they should bring iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, majority of them, most of them will not bring iman. That is the reality. Even though this entire chapter was revealed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fulfilled the request, they still did not bring iman. They still did not bring iman. So Allah consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, listen, most of them are not going to bring iman. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ And you are not asking them for any payment in return. You are not asking them for a reward in return. Yes, if you were asking for a payment in return, then they had some reason to disapprove of you. They had some reason to deny you. Why? Because they could claim that you are in it for monetary gain. That is why you are propagating what it is that you are propagating. But Allah says you are not asking them for any payment. You are not asking them for any reward in return for what you are doing and for the invitation that you are giving them. They have absolutely no reason to deny. To deny you and to reject what you are saying. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Qur'an and this message of the Qur'an is no more than a reminder for all the world. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.